Hello and welcome to the Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for tuning in. Alongside Courtney Moser, our marketing manager for the Kansas City Sports Commission. Courtney, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Dave?
Doing well. We got a great podcast here for the month of June. Coming up later in the show, we'll talk to Garmin's fitness marketing manager, Matt Bates. You may have heard Garmin's the new title sponsor of the Kansas City Marathon. We're very excited about them. We'll also talk with one of our new charity nonprofit partners, and that would be Tori Fugate, Director of Marketing and Communications from Kansas City Pet Project. Hopefully she'll be bringing some cute dogs in as well, which would be fun. Let's start, Courtney, by talking about what's new for the 2017 Kansas City Marathon. And like I said, the big news is Garmin, the new title sponsor. We certainly are thankful for Waddell & Reed, our longtime title sponsor. But as their era came to an end, we're excited to welcome Garmin, a company that's got great Kansas City roots and a company that's really well-known and well-respected among runners. I don't know about you, but for me as a runner, I'm super stoked about this one.
Oh, no, I am too. And I mean, I just kind of got into running recently, and I've learned so much from the Garmin employees themselves about the devices that they have and how they benefit runners too. So it's been eye-opening and enlightening for myself, and I hope that everyone else learning about the marathon and Garmin are kind of learning with us.
I think, and that's a good point, though. So I'm a pretty hardcore runner. I've done a bunch of marathons, half marathons and stuff, and you kind of offer the perspective of the new runner, which is cool. So you just did your first half marathon, right? The Disney half marathon, how'd that go?
Yeah, Disney Princess half marathon. I survived, which is good. But I guess need to try and keep going and do some more half marathons because you keep yelling at me every other day in the office when I'm doing my next one.
Well, I prefer to think of it as strong encouragement. So we'll see. You have one like on your radar. What are you thinking? Any races on your bucket list here?
Not in 2017 for me because I'll be helping you out at the 2017 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. But maybe in 2018 we can look for a spring race or possibly fall.
Sounds good. I'm still voting for Rock the Parkway as my favorite spring half marathon in Kansas City.
Yeah, and I mean, I could try that one. I guess I can train from now until then. I'll probably be able to get a PR for that.
There we go. All right. And like we're talking about Garmin, we're excited to have them on board. We'll hear more from Matt Bates coming up next segment, but going to be able to do a lot of cool stuff with Garmin. They're involved in all aspects of the race now, from the expo to the finish line festival. They'll be speaking the day of the race, and we'll be doing fun things with them leading up to the race. So stay tuned for more on the Garmin front and possibly new logo from Garmin coming soon, something to look forward to, so stay tuned for that as well. Another thing new this year at the Kansas City Marathon is the new charity component. I mentioned KC Pet Project has come on board as a nonprofit partner, as well as Team Fidelis, who's a veteran-related charity. They're trying to address the epidemic of veteran suicides. And we're also partnering this year with Cancer Action, who's another great local nonprofit. And then we're continuing to grow our relationship with a national/international partner in Team World Vision that's raising money for clean drinking water overseas. And they're a great partner. They had more than 500 runners take part in the race last year, and they're hoping to get 1,000 runners this year to fundraise for Team World Vision and also run either the half or full marathon. And it's a really cool thing. Runners have the opportunity to fundraise for any of these organizations or just donate. And if they do that, they'll get a big discount off their 2018 Kansas City Marathon registration and also get cool giveaway items celebrating their contribution. So I'm excited about this. And, you know, at the Kansas City Sports Commission, we manage the marathon. We're a nonprofit ourselves, but we want to give back to the bigger community. And I think we have some really cool nonprofits to work with.
Yeah, we do. And personally, I'm super excited because half of the different partners that we have as far as our charity partners, the KC Pet Project, Team Fidelis, Cancer Action, all of them have such a close-knit community, and then they all have such a great charity and reach that they're going for. So it's really great to have our nonprofit work with other nonprofits and community.
If you want to get more info about the new charity partners, as well as our existing one, Team World Vision, just check it out at kcmarathon.org. Also new this year, we have a new 10K distance option replacing our team relay. And for me, you know, as race director, I think this is a great addition because for a lot of people, I think most people that are active at all can do a 5K, even if you have to do a run-walk sort of thing. But it's a pretty big jump going from a 5K to a half marathon. So I feel like this 10K is a pretty good in-between option.
It is. And actually, when I was training for my half marathon, I started out with a 5K, and then I did a 10K, and then I did a half marathon. So I think that the 10K option is a great distance for anyone who likes to run, likes to be active, and wants to challenge themselves a little bit. But honestly, anyone out there who wants to try and do either option of the 5K or the 10K, you can totally do it. I have faith in you.
You know, the cool thing about the 5K and 10K as well, even though they might not get all the glory of the half marathon and full marathon, all the 5K and 10K runners still get a medal and a shirt and a free beer and free food afterwards. So you don't have to take the pounding on your body, but you still get all the cool stuff.
Yeah, all the cool stuff, plus a great view of the city while you're doing that as well. So what more could you ask for?
Yeah, and speaking of that, just to give you a little bit of tease here, we'll probably talk more about this in our July podcast, but we are exploring a new course design for 2017 as well, with the general idea of still being able to cover all the cool Kansas City landmarks. So 18th and Vine, Nelson Atkins, Plaza, Westport, Waldo, World War I Memorial, things like that. So seeing all the cool sites, but then also making the course a little bit easier. And for the full marathon runners, the last 10 miles should be much easier. So stay tuned for more information on that coming next month, as we should be ready to announce the 2017 course here in the coming weeks. All right, we'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk with Garmin's fitness marketing manager, Matt Bates, talk about their new title sponsorship of the Kansas City Marathon, and also find out what's the latest and greatest with Garmin, including their new running watch, the Forerunner 935. All right, we'll take a time out. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. All right, welcome back to the Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Dave Borchardt, joined now by Matt Bates, Garmin's fitness marketing manager. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Dave?
Well, I'm good. And, of course, everybody at the Sports Commission thrilled with Garmin coming on board this year as the new title sponsor. And just wanted to kind of start by getting your thoughts from a Garmin perspective, why this partnership made sense for you guys.
No, absolutely. As a company that is born and raised in Kansas City area, it was important to us, you know, as a leader in smartwatches, running, activity trackers, this made perfect sense to be partnered with a company or race title sponsorship that is rooted in this area. So it's just a natural marriage for us, and we were really looking forward to it and looking forward to trying to connect and resonate more closely with our local area runners.
Yeah, that's one thing I've learned a lot getting to know you guys better the last couple months. I think people obviously know Garmin as a huge national and international brand, but maybe they don't know enough about how committed Garmin is to Kansas City. And even though you guys have this reach that stretches across the globe, Kansas City really is important to you guys as well.
No, absolutely. You know, when you look around the country, people are trying to figure out the coolest places and the coolest companies. And so when they come to Kansas City, they don't realize that we're here a lot of times. So it is important to us when we're working with, you know, the city of Olathe, the state, the local runners, local running clubs, that we be part of that story. And it's one of those things where we needed to and wanted to do some grassroots in our own backyard.
I would think, too, with the Garmin brand and your commitment to health and wellness, I would think sponsorship of the Kansas City Marathon is something that would really resonate with your employees. I know you've had hundreds of employees each year take part in the race, and I'm sure that's part of the culture. I'm sure you guys have a lot of runners here.
Oh, absolutely. I have never been around a company or this many people where there's so many world-class runners. We have guys that run New York, Boston, all the high-end marathons all year long. We have people that can compete in Ironman, triathlon, so on and so forth. But we also, the bulk of our employees, participate in those 10Ks, half marathons, and marathons. And they have been participating in the Kansas City Marathon for years. And so now, instead of them traveling outside of the area to go to other races where they're looking for a unique experience, we can keep them here, and quite honestly, they're more empowered and they're embracing it more because they're part of the story.
What I just heard is that Garmin's fitness marketing manager, Matt Bates, is a world-class runner. That's what I just heard.
No, I would love to tell you that's the case, but that's not. I fall into the latter part of that. I'm like everyone else.
All right, let's talk about what's new as far as Garmin goes for the running community, which will be the majority of our listeners. I know you guys rolled out recently the Forerunner 935 that's getting lots of positive press. Just let us know what's the latest and greatest Garmin's offering in terms of running goes.
The 935 is a barn burner right now. This watch is awesome. It has everything you could possibly want from a running watch. So all the data, if you love data, this is your watch. It covers everything from, running inside, running outside, running on a treadmill, track, whatever you want, it's got it. In terms of, everyday wear, it's, the functionality on it. It has all those high-end features that really elite athletes have been using in procuring with coaches and training labs. We've actually been working with First Beat. They're a company out of Finland, and they work with all these sports labs, and really they are helping us bring all those high-end physio measurements like VO2 max, heart rate variability, and allowing us to bring those into devices for all like mass audience that can buy at retail. So you don't need to go to a sports lab. You don't need to go get a high-end coach. We have that in a device. So what we're bringing to the running market is innovative in a way that some of the competitors can't do. They just don't have the know-how or the bandwidth to bring into those devices, whereas we can do that. So,
and I know you touched on it a little bit, but not only is this like the ultimate watch for runners, but it also is something they can use in their everyday life if they need a car ride, if they need to check the weather, if they want to tap into their home smart features. I mean, it sounds like it really applies the whole day.
It's amazing. It's almost like Inspector Gadget, if you think back to the 80s or whatever. But yeah, no, we're giving customers no excuses of why they need to take these devices off their wrist. So, recently here with ConnectIQ, you can download watch faces. You really can customize this device to the look and feel that you want. But the cool things we're bringing to the market is we're partnering with all these third parties like Uber. So if you call an Uber, you have an app on your device. It shows you where your car is, the license plate, the make and model, estimated time of arrival. It's crazy. You don't even have to take your phone out of your pocket. We have AccuWeather. If you're after work, you've got a limited amount of time, you can look and see that, hey, there's rain coming in 60 minutes. So if you've got 60 minutes, you better run fast, whatever your time is. We recently partnered with SmartThings, and they are focused on home automation. And if you look at their platform, they're compatible with Alexa, Nest, Philips Hue's lighting, all these different technology partners. And what we've done with them is we've integrated with their brand to bring it on device so that you can create a routine. And as a runner, I like to get up early in the morning. My house is dark. I don't want to wake anybody up. So what I do is I sneak out of the house. I go for my run. When I come back on my device, it says I'm home. So I click on I'm home. My door unlocks. Coffee pot turns on. TV clicks on. My lights just kind of dim nicely. It's amazing. Like pretty soon you're going to be able to, like when you're driving home from work, just click again, I'm home. Garage door goes up. This, that, or the other. It's pretty soon we're going to be able to turn on your car, turn on your sprinklers, air conditioning, all right from your wrist.
That's amazing. As a child of the 80s myself, it sounds like what we saw in the Jetsons. This is like futuristic stuff, and now it's for real.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what it is. Just think about, like, I don't even have to take my phone out, and I can do everything right from my watch. And that is right where ConnectIQ is going right this second.
We also have a lot of participants who are either new runners or really casual runners, or maybe they even walk. I mean, for the Kansas City Marathon, we encourage walkers all the way up to half marathon. We have a 6-hour time limit. So what about what's new as far as maybe the newbie runner, the more casual, or maybe the run-walk person out there?
We've got some options for that person as well, because we love, activity trackers. We just want people to get out and do stuff. So for the walkers, we have Vivo Smart. This is an activity tracker band. It's really that entry point to helping you get outside, get out the door, and go do something. Or if you want to take that step of I'm in activity tracking now and I want to make the commitment to be a runner, we have the 435, which is bringing in some of that smart technology. It's giving you just a bit more running data. So if you want to start tracking your laps, or you want to start tracking some of that high-end running data that the runners track and follow, you start getting that functionality in 435. So there's a lot out there, and all the devices have activity tracking, but it's what is your level of commitment, or what do you feel comfortable with right now? But we also give you an option of, hey, I'm ready to make the next step.
That's great. And of course, you can go to Garmin.com for checking out all their latest products and finding the right device that fits your lifestyle and what you're looking for as far as health and wellness goes. Matt, thanks so much for your time. And I know I've said this a million times, but we are so thankful for you guys coming on board as the title sponsor. And we couldn't be more excited for this year's race.
Thanks, Dave. Again, we're happy to be part of this experience and grow with Kansas City. So we're looking very forward to the race this fall, and see you then.
Sounds good. All right. Matt Bates, Garmin's fitness marketing manager, joining us here on the June Kansas City Marathon podcast. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk charity component of the race with Casey Pet Project, Director of Marketing and Communications, Tori Fugate. That's coming up next. You're listening to the June Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. All right, welcome back to the Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for tuning in and joining us now. One of our great charity partners, it's Tori Fugate from KC Pet Project, their Director of Marketing and Communications. Tori, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's new with KC Pet Project?
Well, we're getting into the height of summer, so we just had our huge Memorial Day special. That was a great success for a lot of pets that found new homes over the weekend. And it's just the height of our intake season, so we're getting, we get around 900 new pets every 30 days in the summer. It's just crazy. We have so many animals coming in. So we'll have a lot of adoption specials this summer. If anybody's thinking about adopting, just keep watching our Facebook page, and a lot of fun events. We have a kitten shower coming up this week at Cinderblock Brewing Company, and just a lot of great opportunities for the community to get involved.
So I know people can't see it because we're doing a podcast, but you got a really cute dog in here. What's going on with this pup here?
We do. Her name is Summer, and she is at our main shelter location. She's been with us since April, and the shelter life has been very stressful for her, so we've been working with her a lot. But she goes to playgroup, so she does so well with other dogs. She's 3 years old, looking for a great home. She'd also be a great candidate to go into a foster home.
And I know we're talking off the air, it's a lab mix, so that, I'm thinking like this could be a really good running partner too.
She could be, and I don't know how her play style is, but we have playgroups every single day at our shelter, and so we get to see the type of dog and the type of energy level that they have. And if anybody is ever looking for a good running buddy, we have a list of dogs that would do really, really well to go running with you.
That's great. And, of course, the reason we're talking to you is not just that KC Pet Project is awesome and all over Kansas City, but you guys are one of our new charity partners for this year. So we encourage runners during the registration process at kcmarathon.org to select a nonprofit partner to partner up with. So we're working with Cancer Action, who's a local nonprofit, Team Fidelis, who's a veteran-related nonprofit, and then KC Pet Project. And the way runners can get involved is we encourage them to either donate to or fundraise for one of these three great local nonprofits. Any runner who donates $50 or more or fundraises $250 or more gets a cool item celebrating their charitable giving, and they also get a big discount off their registration for next year's race. So, again, you can learn more at kcmarathon.org, but encourage people to check out our charity partners, and we're excited to work with you guys. Like I said, you're everywhere and awesome on social media, and I think you guys have a brand that really resonates. People love animals, and I think you guys do a great job connecting with those people.
Yeah, we are so excited for this partnership. We have a lot of avid runners that are involved in our organization, and I think just a lot of people that are active in the community that also love helping animals in the process. And so this is a great opportunity for people to give back to the pets at our shelter. All of the money that's raised through this event and most of our events all go towards the medical care of the pets at our shelter. We get a lot of animals in that needs special medical care, and that adds up in a big hurry. And so all of the money raised from this will go towards the medical care of those pets.
If people don't know, talk about, I guess, the scope of your work and it was amazing when I got the tour and you told me how many animals the Casey Pet Project takes in and sees each year. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable.
It is. We are the nonprofit operator of the Kansas City, Missouri Animal Shelter. So if your pet gets lost in Kansas City and is picked up by animal control or a citizen, it comes to us. We also take owner surrendered pets for Kansas City, Missouri residents. So we take in around 10,000 pets a year. And we have multiple locations to adopt in the metro area, but we are an open admission shelter, meaning we can't turn away any animal in need in Kansas City, Missouri. So we get mostly dogs and cats, of course, but then we have a lot of rabbits looking for homes right now, a lot of small animals. We even had 4 goats last week, so you never really know what type of animal is going to come into your city shelter, but we really depend on the community a lot in order to save the amount of pets that are coming into our shelter.
And you guys got some great news in April with the vote passing, and that means a new animal shelter out in the Swope Park area. I'm sure that was that must have been just a great day for you guys.
It was amazing. We passed the vote on April 4th for funding for a new animal shelter that will be at the corner of Gregory and Elmwood in Swope Park, which gives us a lot of wonderful opportunities that we've never had before. Obviously, it's going to be a much larger shelter, much more visitor-friendly. Our current facility was built in 1972 as a construction shed used to house equipment for Arrowhead Stadium. So not really ideal for animal sheltering. And so this will be a lovely facility that will house the animals for Kansas City, Missouri. We'll have a lot of education opportunities, a lot of training opportunities, even some wellness appointments for public veterinary services. And then we'll be in Swope Park, so there's tons of great opportunities with running trails and events that we can have in the park that we've never been able to have before. So we're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it seems like a perfect setup for, you know, having people come and run the dogs, kind of keep them fit, and then also, I would think, make them more adaptable if they're a potential running buddy.
Absolutely. We're right down the street from the zoo and Lakeside Nature Center, as well as the dog park, and we're going to have some opportunities for people if they're just visiting in the area to come by, and you can still, you know, support the pets even if you're not thinking about adopting. We are working fast and furious right now, so we're hoping to have the city is saying that they hope that we'll be in there by September 2018, so we are working as fast as we can on a design right now for the building, and hopefully we'll have some really fun information about that to come out sometime over the next few months.
That's great. And last question for you, and this is probably the big one. You are running the Kansas City Marathon. It's going to be your first half marathon. Mm-hmm. Are you excited? How you feeling? Are you nervous? What do you think?
Well, you can't see her, but sitting next to me is Annie Frisbee, who works for us. And I blame her because I watched her run the full marathon last year. And even though I thought she was crazy to do it, she inspired me to try to get out there and run. So I was so proud of her and her accomplishment that, you know, I just started trying out a little bit. I have no aspirations currently to run a full marathon, but I'm going to try the half. And so I'm a little nervous about it, but I think I have enough time to prepare for it. So we'll see.
I think the key word there is currently. You're leaving the door open for a full at some point.
Yeah, probably not so much. But yeah, I'm gonna try the half and we'll see how that goes. And then we'll plan from there.
Well, Tori, thanks for your time. And we're so grateful for the partnership with Casey Pet Project. And we're just really excited to work with you all this year.
Thank you so much. We're thrilled to be involved with this.
All right, Tori Fugate, Director of Marketing and Communications for Casey Pet Project. They're one of our great local charity nonprofit partners this year. And again, we encourage runners to donate to or fundraise for Casey Pet Project or Team Fidelis or Cancer Action. If you're running this year's race, make sure you give back to one of these great local nonprofits as well. And you can learn more on kcmarathon.org. All right, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon June podcast here on 810WHB.com. All right, welcome back. Final segment here of the Kansas City Marathon June podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Dave Borchert, race director for the marathon, alongside Courtney Moser, our great marketing manager here at the Kansas City Sports Commission. Our thanks to Matt Bates from Garmin and Tori Fugate from Casey Pep Project for joining us the last couple segments. As we wrap up, let's look ahead to next month's podcast. Lots of good stuff to cover in July as well, including the official new course announcement, so stay tuned for that. We teased that a little bit earlier, but that'll be coming your way soon. Also, we're excited to announce in the next couple weeks a new major spectator location, so trying to increase the number of spectators in the race and also trying to have those at a great location late in the race when runners can really use a boost, so stay tuned for that. Also, we'll be moving the Health and Fitness Expo. So the last couple of years, that's been at the Sheraton Expo Hall, and that's moving to an iconic Kansas City venue, and that announcement will be coming your way in the next few days as well. Also in July, we'll be ready to start talking about the Kansas City Marathon 2017 medal design, which we've seen and is very cool. We think the runners are really going to like that, so we can talk about that a little bit next month. And also, we'll be ready to unveil a new VIP space option. So if you're looking for a place to relax before the race, kind of decompress, just de-stress yourself, get in a good mental state of mind, and also be in a climate-controlled area where you can have no cold, no wind, no rain if it's a rainy day, and also have free food, free drinks, and private bathrooms. So we'll be rolling out that VIP space in June as well. So we'll talk about that in next month's podcast. Also, I would also encourage you to come out to one of our community group runs in the month of June. June 10th, we'll be at the Kansas City Track Club Lee Summit Running Group, Saturday at 7 a.m. And the next day, Sunday, June 11th, we'll be at Run 816, a 7 o'clock morning run with them as well. They'll be covering part of the 2017 Kansas City Marathon course. And we also have a brunch set up afterwards at Port Fonda in Westport, an unbelievable Mexican restaurant, and everybody attending the group run will be able to get a discount on brunch at Port Fonda. And again, that's 7 a.m. on Sunday, June 11th at Run 816. On Saturday, June 17th, we'll be doing a run with the City of Fountains Running Club at the Brookside Farmers Market at 63rd and Warnell. So certainly consider coming out to that. And June 24th, the Olathe Running Club, 7 a.m. group run with them as well. And you can find out more information on all these group runs on our Facebook page for the Kansas City Marathon. And I'd encourage you to really follow all of our social handles for the latest and greatest marathon information. And Courtney, where do they need to go?
They need to go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those lovely places, but at KC Marathon.
There we go. Courtney, thanks for co-hosting. You did great.
Thank you. And also, when you are on our social channels, be sure to tag us in your running photos and your training and throughout the entire time. We love to see you guys out there as well.
That sounds great. And Courtney, I'm putting you down at least for that group run June 11th and the post party at Port Fonda. I'm putting you down for that.
I already have it underlined and starred on my calendar.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, they've got a great Bloody Mary bar as well.
That sounds good. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to our inaugural 2017 Kansas City Marathon podcast. Courtney and myself will be back with you next month. Once again, our thanks to Tori Fugate from KC Pep Project and Matt Bates from Garmin for joining us. For Courtney, I'm Dave saying so long. Thanks so much for tuning in. You've been listening to the Kansas City Marathon June podcast here on 810WHB.com.
Thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night. Going back to Kansas City, and I love you to tears. But just how long can I keep singing the same old song? Singing the same old song. I'm going back to Kansas.